Ag di avoisim. Trash isu means loshin aguda shalulav. Means tayyat the lulav. Di avoisim vahadas. With hadasim. If you have hadasim in the lulav, shu avois, shagimu badiklia. It's like braided. The leaves are very, a lot of leaves there. It looks like it's braided around the stem. That's called isru chag bavoisim tayyat the lulav. With avoisim, with hadasim. Ad kanasam esbeach means, on Mamish Rashi Areyu Lachem Kematem Domim Shabakronas HaMizbeach. It's considered as if you put the Domim, you made a korban on the Mizbeach. In other words, by doing this mitzvah of Dalad Minim, it's considered as if you brought a korban. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi Pri Rabbi Yechanon Mishum Rabbi Shimon HaMachuzi Mishum Rabbi Yechanon HaMachuzi. He said over this halacha that Kol Oise Isur Lachag. Whoever makes an Isur Lachag. So the question, what does it mean in Isser, Poshim is now allowed to, lechag on Yom Tov v'achilu shtiyah? If somebody makes himself osur, to eat like on Yom Tov, is ma'alol of akosur, kilu bonam mizbeach, v'ikrav olav korban. It's considered as if your mamash brought a, built a mizbeach, and you brought a korban on it. Shenemo, the Pesach says again, Isru chag v'avoysim. Their lashon Isru means lashon of osur, if you after yourself on the chag, v'avoysim, not eat too much, is akanas ha-mizbeach. It's considered as if you brought, you built the Mizbeach, and you brought the korban on the Mizbeach. So Pashto Pshat, that's where the Mashal learns, that it's talking about Isur Lachag V'Achilu means, if on Yom Tov itself, even though there's a mitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov, to eat a lot, but at Kol Purim you shouldn't eat too much, you shouldn't fill yourself up too much. That's like an Achilu Gasa. In other words, if somebody eats Lishmo, not just time to fill himself up on Yom Tov, that's considered as if you brought a Mizbeach, you built a Mizbeach, and you brought a korban. But Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi learns, Isru Chag, Rashi says, Isru Lechag means Agudu Lechag. Again, not an Isru, you are making it forbidden, but rather again, you bind it up. Isru means Agudu Lechag. You bind up the Yom Tov, Fakert, Biachilu Shtila, that you do eat a lot on Yom Tov. Shakur Lechag Goinig B'Maychel Mishta, that you do eat a lot on Yom Tov. So not Isru means you're forbidden, rather Isru means Lashon of tying up. You're tying up the Yom Tov with eating. The Yesh Oymim, Rashi says, some say, Yoyim Shalachar Achag, that this even goes on the din of Isru Yom Tov. That's the halacha we always have, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the day after Yom Tov is called Isru Chag. And there's also Inyan on Isru Chag to have a nice Suda to eat a lot. And that's John this Gemara here, the Rashi learns. So, Isru Chag means bind the Yom Tov, means right after the Yom Tov. Right after the day after Yom Tov, bind it also with Achilu Shtiyah. And if you do that, it's Malal Vakosta, Kilo Bonam Mizbeach. As if you brought a Mizbeach. That's what brought out of Shulchan Aruch also. That the day after Yom Tov is called Yisru Chag, there's an Indian to have a Suda, to have a little bit of Ribui, the Suda. In other words, you like want to add on to the Yom Tov. Like Yom Tov just went away, you want to add on another day, you're still having a Suda, like we covered that. So that's considered as if you brought a Korban for that. Oma Achizkiya, Oma Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishum Rabshim Ben Yechoi, Kol HaMitzvah is Kulon. Anytime you have a mitzvah with something that grows, like the Dalad Minim, is Ein Adam Yoytze Bohen, El Aderach Gidilosim. You only mekayim the mitzvah if you hold the Dalad Minim the way they grow. You have to hold the Lulav straight up, the Yesterik straight up, the Adasim straight up, and the Arava straight up. Because everything has to be Derach Gidilosim the way they grow. And if you hold it upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. How do we know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says by the Mishkan, there it says, Atzei Shitim Oimdim. You have to make the Mishkan from Atzei Shittim, Akawa wood, Oimdim standing up. So what does it mean, Oimdim? So Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn this also. Atzei Shittim Oimdim, the Pasuk says Oimdim, the Atzei Shittim standing upwards, that means Sha'oimdim Derekidi Lossen. They have to be standing up the way they're grown. In other words, that's also a mitzvah, to make the Mishkan. So when you make the Mishkan out of the wood, you have to use the beams, have to be the same way they grow on the tree. That's the way you have to use the beams. So we learn out from here, who are then any mitzvah you have with something that grows, like the Dalad Minim, you only mekayim the mitzvah if you hold them the way they grow. So Rashi, kol ha-mitzvah means kagoyin karshaya mishkan, the boards of the mishkan, the amudim, who are then the amudim, the pillars there, the lulav, the hadas harav, who are then the lulav, hadas harav, and who are then the esrog, is derek adilosan, ha-tachter lamata ve'elyon lamala, the way they grow on the tree, that's the way now you have to use it for the mitzvah. Either the wood by the Mishkan, or else the lulav, you have to hold it the way it grows. Dover Acher, another Pshat the Gemara says, Aimdim, what does the pasuk mean? Atzei shitim aimdim, that you have to use this akwa wood. For the Mishkan, what does it mean, aimdim, it's standing? That means, shemamidim es tifuyon, the wood itself is holding up the gold. That was the way you made the krushim, the boards of the Mishkan, was it was a piece of wood, and around it you had to coat it with gold. So one way of coating it, like make a whole box of gold, that it's like a form, and it just puts the whole form of gold on top of the box. So what's holding up the gold by itself? It could be it's like a hollow box, the gold, and just put it straight into the piece of wood. That's one way. The pasuk says no, aimda means the wood has to hold up the gold. In other words, the gold is like knocked into the wood. It's not a solid piece of a box of gold, it's just pieces of gold that you bang into the wood. So the wood is what's holding up the gold. In other words, the wood had to be nice and strong that the wood holds up the gold. Shemamidim es sifuyin, that the wood itself holds up the gold that's knocked into it. Rashi says, Shemamidim es sifuyin, ha sifuyin shel zov, that you had to put gold around it, kavua ben de mismaris, you like knocked it in with nails, shel zov, golden nails, kinesiv yesak roshim titzap ezov, they didn't make like a big form of gold that just fitted over straight over the wood and would hold itself up, but rather it was held up by the wood. It was knocked into the wood with a nail, and the wood was what holding it up. Right. Why does the pasuk say atzei shitim oimdim, that the woods of the Mishkan was oimdim? Shema tamer, maybe you'd say Ovat tzivorim, like the wood will get old, it's losing its nice. So Rashi, Ovat Rashi learns a little different. Ovat tzivorim means mishenignas oil moed, when the oil moed was gone, as was hidden. Botel oil omis, maybe it's not here anymore. Get like disintegrated or fade away. Or botel sechuyim, also techlosim, which we won't hope and see it anymore. It'll be lost. We won't remember it anymore. Tamlem, the pasuk says no. Atzei shitim oimdim, the Mishkan is still standing. That the Mishkan is still standing even right now forever. The Mishkan wasn't Charav, wasn't destroyed. The Mishkan was just swallowed up in its place and it's in the ground. But it's not again disintegrated there, it's not rotten away. It's just Oimdim L'Oilam L'Omi Olamim. The Mishkan is still standing there. That's coming from the Pasuk, Atzei Shitim Oimdim, that these wood will always be standing. The Yom HaChizkiya, Omer Rav Yirmiyah, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, that Yochol Ani Lifter as Kol Olam Kulei Min Adin. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is saying about himself that he was such a big tzaddik that he himself could free everybody from the din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din doesn't give everybody judgment, like if he did an aveir, he deserved to get a punishment, he could free everybody from the punishment. Miyoyim Shenevreisi Adata, from the day he was born until now. Does anybody, any time, any person did something wrong, this time since the Shimon Yochai was born until now, he has the power to pater them, to free them. So Drashi Lifter means, Bishusi, because of my chus, and he soivel kol avnasayim. I could take upon myself soivel, I could be soivel, keep them, carry them, all the averis, kol avnasayim, o poitrim in adin, I could free you from the din. Baitav yomolei, Eliezer bni imi, if I have my son, Eliezer, as if Shimon ben Yochai's son, Eliezer, is then I could pat everybody miyoyim sheniv roilam viyadashav. I could free everybody from any avera that was done from the day the world was created until now. Vayta v'mola yoyser ben Uziyah, and if I will also include the three of us, as if Shimon ben Yochai and his son, and yoyser ben Uziyah, imonu, then miyoyim sheniv roilam at soifay. He could pat every single person, any avaria did, he could free you from your punishment from any person that was there from the beginning of the world until the end of the world. Atzoifai. Shrashi Yosim ben Uziyah Sadikoya. The honor of Yosim Mishar Malachim. He was a king, but he was a very humble king. The Zacha v'kibud Ovid. He was Zacha for the kibud of his father. The Yolav Nema ben Yechavid Ov. Shekol Ayom Mishayah. He was Zacha to give kibud to his father. Shekol Ayom Mishayah Oviv Mitzorah. All the years his father was a Mitzrayim, Ruha Yeshayfet Amoritz, Kedesiv, Ayesim Shayfet, but not long of Kesamachus. He was a Shayfet over the people, but he did not take the position to be a king. Bechayev, Kozman, his father was alive, as covered off, he didn't want to take the position to be the king. The Chaldino and Shayodan, Oimrim, Beshem of anything that he did, he said, any din he paskin, he said over the name of his father. At Seifus Atrashi, Yachi Yichloilim, until the world would be destroyed. That's what tzaddikim, these people were. So in other words, they went through such yisurim they had, these tzaddikim. Everybody knows the story about Yashim ben Yechoi, that he lived in the cave for 12 years, him and his son. And Mamashi had nothing to eat there. They lived on a boxer tree and on water. And they were standing on the ground there for 12 years. So for those yisurim, those pains that he went through, he says those pains he could pat, he could free everybody from all the din that they would receive. So exactly what it means, if he does or not, it doesn't say. It just says he could. If he really does, we don't know. The Yom Achiski Yom Rav Yirmiya, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. He also knows the name of Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, that Rav Shimon ben Yechoi said, Ro'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hein mu'atim. I see people that they're b'nei Aliyah, they're going to be zoicha to go up to Shemayim, but v'hein mu'atim, there are very few people, not too many big tzaddikim. But Rashi, Ro'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hein mu'atim. Ro'yani l'fi ma'isai habriyos. I see from the actions the way the people are doing here, she'b'nei Aliyah, the people that we bezeicha to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel, to pnei Hashchina, what the name, the very few people. They said like this, in Elefem, if there are 1,000 people in the world, ani yubni mehem, me Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, and my son Rav Lezer is among them. In Meir, if there are only 100 people, ani ubni mehem, me and my son are part of them. But he meant to say that there's not even 1,000, there's not even 100, there's only 2. That's what he meant to say. In Shnayim Hain, like it is, if you want, but I'll tell you, Shnor Mil, there's only 2. If there's only 2, you know who they are. Ani Ubni Hain. It's me and my son, we are the only people that would be Zeichah to see the Pnei Hashchina. Shadi Gemara, Mi Zutri Kuli Hai, it's so small the number of Tzadikim that will be Zeichah to see the Pnei Hashchina. The Yomar Rav said, Timri Sari Alfei, Doro Heve, Tekai Mekucha Brichu. There are 18,000. So question, Dora doesn't mean Doris here. Question on the side that says, Dora, that means 18,000 rows. Kitsa means there are 18,000 tzaddikim that stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the kitsa, these are people that are zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina. So how do you say there's only 2? Here there are at least 18,000 that are zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina to see Hashem. Shenem, the pasuk at the end of Yecheskel says, Soviv Shemoina Osar Olaf. Around Hashem are 18,000 tzaddikim. You see, there are a lot of tzaddikim, not just 2. Trashi Sabiv Shemayin Asa. Say for the Kura Hashem Shema, the Afagat Vishlaim, Los Lovo Iksiv. But we also dash them like this. That, Vema Tzaddikim Anasunim Lefnim Mi Malchi Ashoris. These are the tzaddikim that will even be in front of the Malchi Ashoris. Shinema Kes Yoimel Yaakov Yisrael Ma Po Akel, Vayimel Yoshim Lefni Hashem Yio, Vayim Necha Reis Es Murecha. Kids, so these are 18,000 tzaddikim that will be zeichel to be even in front of the Malchi Asheris. In other words, they'll be right in front of Hashem, they'll be able to see the Pnei Hashchina. So how can you, Rishon Ben Choy, say there are only like 2? There are much more. So Meretz is like this. Like Kasha. There's no question here. Hodin istaklei b'yispalakriya hamira. Where with the two tzaddikim means they could see a clear vision. They'll be able to like see Hashem clear. But the other tzaddikim, they won't be able to see a clear vision. Hamira. They can't see such a clear vision. True, they'll be in front of Hashem, 18,000 tzaddikim, but they won't be able to see with a clear vision. Only of Shimon Yechoi and his son, they'll be able to see with a clear vision. Shrashi, Aspalakriya means Mechitza Shechetzetzes B'neim L'Shchina. In other words, the question is, there a little Mechitza, something dividing you and the Shechina? So these two, Rav Shimon ben Yechoi and his son, is zeicha that there won't be any mechitz, any division at all. Mira kemara zu sheroyin bo v'yesh tzaddikim shein miru lehem kol kach v'nechelu miras mamish. Other tzaddikim is not going to be so light for them. They won't be able to see the shechina so bright. It'll be as if there's a mechitza there. Mashenkin for the tzaddikim, they won't have any mechitz at all. That is only like 2, very few. That's called b'nei aliyah. The people of Amish go up and they're able to see Hashem clearly, that's very few tzaddikim, and he said to Hashem and Nechoy on him and his son. So the Gemara, Odinistakli, Bismalakia, Hamira, Mizutra Kuli Hai, these tzaddikim that are going to see clearly, to see the Pnei Hashchina without any mechitzas, are so few, only like 2 you want to say. For Amar Abaya said, Loipofus Alma, Mitriosum, Vishisa, Tzaddiki. This world, every generation won't have less then 36 tzaddikim, the Lamed Vav tzaddikim, is a kavle afe shchina b'chol yom. That they're zeichah mamash to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the Pnei Hashchina every single day. Do you see that there are 36 tzaddikim? How come you see there's only 2? The name of the prophet says, Ashrei kol chol chelam. It's only Kamatim and his son. The interesting, the mirror, the Mashur at the Kasha has brought down, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the chil between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and other Nevi'im was that Moshe saw a clear Nevuah. He saw Baslachli Yor Hamira, with a clear vision Moshe Rabbeinu saw. The Mashman, no other Navi saw with a clear vision. So here the Gemara says that Yashim ben Nechoi says he does see with a clear vision. And the Gemara says there are Lamed Vav Tzadikim that see with a clear vision. And there it's Mashm, it's only the Vias Moshe that does, and no other Nevi'im. In the sense that Mashur says that that's only talking about Nevi'im. But Chachomim are a bigger Madrega than Nevi'im. So Yashim ben Nechoi and these Lamed Vav Tzadikim, they're at a higher Madrega than Nevi'im. So the Nevi'im, the only Navi was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to see with a clear vision. But there are other tzaddikim that could also see with a clear vision. But then the Mishnah says, B'shas Petirosen. Like after they finished doing the mitzvah of the Arava, when they went away from the Mizbeach, Mahin Omrim, they used to say, the Mishnah says they said something, B'shas Petirosen, or Mahin Omrim, Yoifi Loch Mizbeach, Yoifi Loch Mizbeach. They used to say, it's very nice Mizbeach, it's very nice Mizbeach. Reb Lezer said, Leko v'loch mizbeach. Leko posh means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the praising Hashem. V'loch and to you the mizbeach. Leko v'loch mizbeach. To you and to Hashem and to the mizbeach. That's what Reb Lezer said. When they got finished with the Arovis, going around the mizbeach, with the Arovis, using the Arovis, then they would say like, Leko to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the mizbeach. So Gemara asks, are you allowed to do that? To talk about Hashem and something else in the same statement? For the Gemara, you're like saying lekor or v'loch mizbeach to Hashem and to the mizbeach. You're putting Hashem's name with something else, with the mizbeach. The Tanya we learned, kol ha-mishtate shem shemayim v'dover achar. Whoever puts together Hashem's name with something else is nekar min olam. You're uprooted from the world. It's not navera. It's not nice to do. Have you revised Hashem's name? So you can't put Hashem's name with something else. Shinema the pasuk says, Bilti LaHashem Levadai. You're only allowed to talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself, and not to say like two things, Hashem and something else. So Meretz Hachi Koma. This is what Reb Lezer meant to say. When they went away from the Mizbeach, this is what they said. Leko Anachnu Moedim. To you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are thanking. We're giving thanks to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Viloch, and to you, to the Mizbeach, Onu Mishabchim. We are praising the Mizbeach. Leko to our Kodesh Baruch Hu Anachnu Moedim. We are again giving praises to Hashem. V'loch onu mekalsin. And to you, to the Mizbeach, we're also giving kilos, we're giving shvachis. So that's what it doesn't just mean lekor v'loch mizbeach. It means lekor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are praising. So you're saying Hashem's name by itself, like is it to say we're giving shvachis to Hashem. And then you say another statement, we're also giving praises to the Mizbeach. What are we giving praises to the Mizbeach for? So Rashi says, Yoifi lekor. Ha yoifi yazeh onu oisim lekor sha'atim mechapro leinu. Because you, Mizbeach, you Mechap, you cause us forgiveness. We bring Kabonis upon you, we bring the Dam on you, and that's Mechapra on us. Leko v'loch, onu oisim es hakovet hazeh. Leko mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, onu moedin, shu alokeinu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is our Elokeinu, He is our Hashem. And then, v'loch, onu mishabchim. Sha'atuchovi v'lofonov, lechapra aleinu. We're like praising the Mizbeach that you are Mechap, you forgive us. Moidim lav loshin hoid, el loshin toid, like thanking. Shana moidim loiv like kaifrim. We'll have bimaket toid, we're thanking the Mizbeach for the kapora that you caused for us, and we're not being like we're being maket toid, but not to be kaifrim the Mizbeach. Vayate kamaseil b'chol. Now the Mishnah says the same way you did b'chol, who wasn't did on Shabbos. In other words, when a Shana Rambam comes out on Shabbos, we had the Mishnah before, it's doiches Shabbos, that you're allowed to do the avoid of the Aravis on Shabbos also. Just the Mishnah said, Avadi, you pulled off the Aravis though before Shabbos. You can't do it in the Raisa. So you pulled off the Aravis before Shabbos, and you put it into a golden vessel with water, and you let it stay until Shabbos. Then on Shabbos again, the Kohanim would take the Aravis and put them up around the Mizbeach. Then the Gemara says that the Mishnah said, the Yechon and Ruke said that they took also a Lulav. Not only Aravis, but also a Lulav. That was his Chiddush in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah right now, charuya shodekel, the leaves of the palm, in other words, a lulav, hoyemevim, they used to bring to the Mizbeach, v'chayst denoys to the kakam, and they would bang it on the floor of the Mizbeach, v'tzid yam zeh, on the side of the Mizbeach. V'yayst yoyim, this day of Hashanah Rabbah, nikro chovet charuyas. It was called the day of banging the lulav. That's what Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah said. In other words, he holds that there's a special mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah lease to use a lulav, not only to use the aravis, but also to use the lulav. This is the machlokes we're showing him. The Mitzvah learns like this: that Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah doesn't argue on the whole perek that talks about aravis. Rabbi is also masking there's the mitzvah of aravis to hold the aravis every single day, and on Hashanah Rabbah also to hold the aravis. He just says there's also a mitzvah to take a special lulav lezeichet on the mizbech also. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, my time of Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah. How does he know his shita to say that there's a mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah to use the lulav? Not only like we do to hold the lulav at Dalad Minim, but also take a lulav and also put it around the Mizbeach, and to be chovet, not only the Aravis, but to be chovet with the lulav. Like we don't do this. But how did he know to say this? We learn it's an Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai to use the Aravis. How does Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah know to say it, or the way the Mitzvah learns, he's maskim to the Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai. He's also maskim, you have to take the Aravis. But as you know, there's new mitzvah to take the lulav also, just the lulav by itself, and put it around the mizbeach and hit it on the floor also. So he dashes the chesed. The pasuk says kapos tomorrow. That's our drasha that we say to take a lulav. Kapos tomorrow means a lulav. So he dashes that we read it laying at kapos lashon plural. That means shenayim. There are two mitzvahs with the lulav. Achas the lulav. One lulav you have to do b'teres adalad minim to be the kind of the mitzvah of the lulav. The yachas the mizbeach. And there's another mitzvah to take the lulav and put it around the mizbeach. On a Shana Rabbah, maybe every day, you have to take the lulav and put it around the mizbeach. In other words, not only with the aravis, but also with the lulav also you have to do. Here. The Rabbanan Amri, what do Rabbanan do? They say no, they hold, there's only a mitzvah, the aravis. There's no special mitzvah to take the lulav around the mizbeach. Kapos ksiv. Whereas it's written in the Torah without a vav. So even though we read it kapos loshen rabin, but it's written without a vav, as if to say there's only one mitzvah lulav, like we do. Just take the lulav, the shem mitzvah lulav, and not to do special for the mizbeach. Rabbi Levi Oimer, ka tomer. Rabbi Levi, so Rashi learns, he's saying another pshat in Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah. He doesn't dash him to say you have to take a lulav from the pasuk of kapos tomorrow. Maybe he's also asking, since it's written kapos without a vav, it only means one lulav. But how does Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah know his din to say a special mitzvah to take the lulav for the mizbeach also? So this Rabbi Levi says, Rabbi Levi Yomar, katomer. That is, kapas tamar means katomer. Like a palm tree. Ma tomer, just like a big tall palm tree. Zeh, ein lo yela lev echad, it only has one heart. There's only one long stem going straight up. Not like other trees that have a lot of branches. Mashen, can you see here these tall palm trees? It's just one piece of wood going straight up. It only has one lave. After Yisrael, and lehem el lave echol naviyu sheba shemayim. Who had in Klai Yisrael also only has one heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now there's some tzivorim that we want to do something special to the Mizbeach to take a leaf from the palm tree. Because the palm tree, that shows like it's only one branch, like one piece of wood going straight up. True, on top you have branches going off. But the ikur of a palm tree, the only tree of its kind, that the ikur is just the wood, one piece of wood, like going straight up. That's the remnant, like the Klai Yisrael only has one lave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shashav Levi Yonah Katomer, Taimo de Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukah, Lav Mikro Nofik, he doesn't say his reasoning from a posik, El Svara. It's a real Samus Svarum. Shusim and Yafel Kilusim Shah Yisrael. It's a nice sign to take to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kleisel means to show Ein Lo Yel Lev Echad. Ki Ein Moyach Yesh Lech Goyin Beit Pegoiz Vagefin Ein Lo Yel Beit Sam Tzoy Hazok Av Yer Lo Vagod Lo Malo Lo Vich Yusam Mechabosim. There's only the palm tree just has the one middle tree that goes straight up that only has one. That's a good sign to show that Kleisel also only has one lev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Lulav Shiva. When we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, there's in it to make a bracha each day. 7 brachas. All right, a turnover. That's called lulav shiva. The sukkah yemechot. Mashenkin, after the mitzvah sukkah, there's only a mitzvah to make a bracha once. That's all. The sukkah is yemechot. Shrashi. My time, what's the reasoning? Lulav de mitzvah leilois miyomim kol yoima mitzvah biyapin avshay. By lulav, the mitzvah is only by daytime, not at night. So every time it comes nighttime, it's a hefsig, now it's not as the mana mitzvah. So when it comes the next day, it's still like a new mitzvah comes about, so you have to make another bracha. Sukkah, mashenkin, the mitzvah sitting and eating in the sukkah and sleeping there, to le mitzvah leilois miyomim. There's no hefsig, there's no break in the mitzvah. So Mela Kula Shiva Kechad Yema Richadomi. All 7 days of the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah is like one long continuation of the mitzvah. It's like one long mitzvah that goes on for 7 days. Like in the middle of the night, if you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. If you want to sleep, you have to sleep in the sukkah. So the mitzvah goes on for a straight 7 days without a stop. So we look as if it's only one mitzvah, and therefore you only have to make one bracha at the beginning of Sukkot. The Rabba Bar Bachon Omer Rav Yechanan, just the opposite. Sukkah Shiva. Sukkah, you have to make a special bracha every day. 7 brachas. The lulav yoimechot. And lulav, he holds you only make one bracha on the lulav. Why? My timer. Sukkah diyaraisa Shiva. Since the sukkah is a mitzvah diyaraisa, it's a choshiva mitzvah, every day you make a new bracha. So according to this svar, I don't know if it means only 7 brachas. Could mean he also means the way we do. Like every time you go into the sukkah, whenever you had a hefsek, you went outside and you mastig, you did other things, when you come back in again to eat, you have to make a bracha. So sukkah, that's midiraisa, every time you come in, maybe you have to make another bracha. Or else the lashon is maybe only 7, every day a kopanim you have to make the bracha. Mashenkein lulav de rabbonin. Lulav, since it's only mitzvah de rabbonin, sagalei b'chadjoim, it's enough to make the bracha just once. Terashla is v'lulav yenechod. The Ava Pisha Nito Kol Shiv, even though we use the lulav all 7 days, that's only Zechel Amigdash. Same of Orchin Boy, Elo Yarish and Shumin Atera. The first day that we take the lulav, that's Midiraisa, that we make a bracha. Mashenka, the rest of the days, that's only Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. So this man Yom holds that on mitzvahs Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. And we'll soon see, we don't hold like that. Like we know, we do make brachas on mitzvahs Rabonin. But that's his sheet there, that on mitzvahs Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. So therefore, lulav, that's only midiraisa the first day, you only make one bracha. Mashenka and sukkah, it's midiraisa, all 7, you make every day another bracha. Well, Kiyosi Robin, when Robin came, Omer Reb Yechanan, he said over the name of Reb Yechanan, Echot Zev, Yechot Zev Shiva. That's the way we do. Both the lulav, we make a bracha every single day, and the Uadin on the sukkah, we also make a bracha every single day. Well, it's not totally in days, it's totally whenever you leave the sukkah, you have a hefsek. And then you come back again, you have to make another bracha. So he says, Omer Rav Yosef, Nokit the Rav Bar Bachon of Yodecha. Keep this halacha of Rav Bar Bachon in your hands. The Kula Amaroi, Kaina Kavose the sukkah. All the Amaroyim hold like Kim, I'll call upon him again to the mitzvah sukkah, that you have to make a special bracha every single day. So Rashi, the Kula Amaroi, Mishmei the Rav Yechon and Kaina, says over the name of Rav Yechon and Kavose, the sukkah. That I call upon him sukkah, you have to make a bracha all 7 days. Well, Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, Aloch Rabbi Yechon, came Matzasi Bisoy Shreb Yaakov. Even though Shmuel says not like that, but Machloek between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, Halach is like Rabbi Yechon. As it's all the Amroyim hold that Rabbi Yechon holds like this, that on a sukkah you have to make a bracha every day, so therefore we hold like that to Shua on sukkahs, you have to make a bracha every time you come into the sukkah when you had a hefsek in between. Mar Meisri, I have a kash on this.